This is Jake Lloyd from Star Wars Episode 1. I played young Anakin Skywalker. We be geeks, yo!
And welcome to another episode of We Be Geeks. It is Marty, Jules, Brett, Derek, and myself, Mike, all for yet another episode. Kind of a milestone episode is episode 125. So we've been doing this.
If we were a comic book, we'd be like Gatefold or Shiny.
Chrome covers.
Yeah.
Or 3D. If we were Marvel, we would be episode or issue 125, aka 18.1 AU. AU, AE, AI, SW.
Yeah.
The books get that high. So we would never be 125 on Marvel nowadays.
Gotta have those number ones.
Exactly.
Every day is a number one. Because you, the listener, are number one in our hearts, man. Girls. Ladies. Okay.
Suck up.
Well, big suck up is me going, hey, check out the Amazon tab on the homepage. And
that's not a suck up. That's a paid advertisement, that is. That's not.
Well, except we don't get. Amazon only pays us a commission if you buy something off Amazon. Maybe some CAD headphones. They got some cool stuff. They've got a cool gaming mic, gaming headset microphone setup that's all USB based. That's pretty cool. Right. They've got a microphone if you want to use it for like Skype. The name of it is called the Zoe. My daughter is ecstatic. They have a microphone named after me? Why, yes. Yes, they do.
My cat's name is Zoe too.
It's a great name.
It really is.
And speaking of the ladies, Her Universe, who just celebrated Monday, 5 years of existence.
Yay.
Can you believe that? Check out click on the image on the homepage for them and get something for yourself, for your girlfriend, for your wife. Guys, if you want something as well, hey, and that's your thing, feel free. I'm not going to stop you. So are you listening, Jenner? Caitlyn Jenner, you listening? Her universe is now for you.
I'm sure he's looking for a new Star Wars ladies tee.
I think
big fan.
I think he, she would look great in the Han Solo dress.
Sorry, I got a mental image, and it involved a Princess Leia slave costume, and kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Daddy, why does Princess Leia have 5 o'clock shadow?
Yeah, not done with the transition yet.
And then also to check out superhero stuff. They got some great things. You see them all the time at conventions as well. And check out their hero crate. There's some good stuff in their hero crate. You definitely get more than your money's worth from it. So, we were kind of talking before the show about comics. How some of us have reduced what we're getting from the various companies and whatnot. I know Jules was saying, why don't you go ahead and tell us, Jules, what you were saying about the books, like Marvel and whatnot.
Well, I had to make some cuts, some hard decisions in my life. So when I was looking at what I was reading, unfortunately, some of the Marvel titles had to go. So I was reading like all the Wolverine titles because I love Wolverine, but then like I didn't really love them all. So I was like, all right, I was reading Iron Man. I was reading a ton of Marvel. I was reading the Guardians of the Galaxy comics and everything, but I think now I'm just Silver Surfer because I can't live without that comic in my life. Spider-Man, and I did pick up Groot number one, and then I started reading Squirrel Girl, which is absolutely fantastic. So, and Ryan North actually writes Squirrel Girl, and he does a lot of Adventure Time comics. So it has that type of humor, but it's hilarious.
See, Squirrel. So you must be listening to Mighty Marvel Geeks because I've been recommending Squirrel Girl as one of my picks each time it pops up.
It's so good. I only read the first issue, and then the second issue, of course, has Galactus in it. So I'm like super super excited to read it. But yeah. So then DC, it's like, you know, my husband's a huge DC fan, so we were buying every single DC title. So we did cut down a lot on DC, but then they keep coming out with all these like events. So then you got to buy every single issue to see what's going on. That's how DC gets you.
That's how Marvel gets you, too.
Marvel does it, too. But for some reason, we're invested more in DC over here, so we get hit with all those. But
see, I'm the opposite way.
Yeah.
You know, are you enjoying all the Secret Wars tie-ins? Because I know that's what they're knee-deep. Like, DC's doing, like, a whole bunch of restarts with new directions, stuff like that. But Marvel's, like, right in the middle of Secret Wars fantasy land where everything comes true.
I dove,
Planet Hulk came out today, and X-Men 92 came out today.
I dove right into that Secret Wars stuff. I'm just loving it. Not every book is great, of course, but it's just so much fun, the whole concept of it, and I'm really enjoying it, especially after I didn't really care for Convergence too much on the DC side. It just felt like kind of a mess to me.
the only thing I
welcome to DC the last 6 years.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the only thing that was probably the best out of Convergence was the Green Lantern Corps stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I mean, I've read some previews and some reviews on some of the others, and it seemed like Green Lantern Corps, those two issues, so far has been pops of Convergence, that those were done right.
Mm.
Maybe the Batman Convergence, only because everyone's just such a bandwagoner with Scott Snyder. Which, I mean, you can't go wrong. Snyder's been great for the Batman series, even though I haven't kept up.
Teen Titans. With Marv Wolfman going back on them. Thought those two issues are pretty good.
Oh, now I gotta go back and get those.
Well, you can't really go wrong with Wolfman.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
That's what I grew up on.
And considering he probably wrote those before he had his accident, too.
Oh, yeah. But now, so, I don't know, DC now just seems kind of a mess to me, a jumbled up. I'm having trouble following it all.
So
the best explanation. The best explanation I heard is that Convergence, because, people are always saying, well, which version is this, person? Is this, New 52 version or kind of more of the pre-52? Like, and I guess Convergence, what they did was they just said, like, all the realities are able to exist. Now, whether they're, like, connected with each other is different, but they are just kind of like, if you got a good story, it's part of continuity, but it may not be the continuity that's connected with necessarily another book. So I guess the Earth 2 stuff or the, Batman Arkham City or something like that, they all may be connected to another book or storyline, but not necessarily to every Bat book. So it's an interesting concept and kind of a loophole to jump through to allow for a whole bunch of universes to sort of exist at one time and not have to worry about continuity, but...
Right.
Yeah. If it usually all boils down to, if the story's good, we're going to forget it. If the story's not there and not good, then we're just going to walk away and they'll stop printing it.
Now, has anyone else trimmed up their pull list or?
Yeah, I've cut back on Marvel too. I'm not really into the Secret Wars thing. It's kind of really confusing and kind of I miss seeing the normal characters because they're all changed in this different world and nothing's familiar. I'm like, where the heck am I?
Oh, you guys are killing me.
So it's like Doom's a god and Thors are everywhere. And
that's part of the fun, the whole Thor core.
Yeah. But I have no idea what's going on now.
I'm probably going to wait until the whole Secret Wars deal is over with. And just pick it up as a bundle on Comicology, when they throw it on sale.
I'm interested to see how they're going to put it into trade.
Yeah.
But the other thing I'm waiting on, too, is I'll wait for it to come out on Marvel Unlimited as well, see what happens there. I've trimmed back. I'm done with Avengers, because the only thing I had left was Avengers Now, and that wrapped right before Secret Wars. Everything else, it's like, right now I don't think I'm coming back to it because I'm just not into the what will be the current team. Everything from Marvel is, it's the Star Wars stuff. Star Wars, Vader, Kane in the last Padawan. Princess Leia is wrapped.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Yeah, it was only a 5-issue run. Fast.
Don't forget about Lando.
Lando starts next month. Yep. This month was the final of Princess Leia. Lando starts next month. I just read about another book. Oh, I'm thinking Disney Kingdoms. I pick up the Disney Kingdom stuff because it's 5 issues and there's like a month or two break and then the next 5 issues come out. And
I did see they announced Figment 2.
Yes.
Coming out. So I did think of you for that, Mike.
And John Tyler Christopher is doing a action figure variant cover, which...
Nice.
Marty, I just got asked, any of the action figure variant covers as you get them, pull. But someone was telling me Star Wars is going to... I know there's a variant cover coming out for Lando, but someone was telling me that they're going to continue the action figure variant covers for Star Wars. Has anyone else heard this?
I don't have the confirmed news, but I would say that seems like a no-brainer because it's been a very popular cover, especially the ones that were a little harder to find. They were very popular to eBay.
Yeah.
So I think that's a no-brainer. As long, they'll just get all the main characters in, and then when they start getting IG-88 out there, then they probably need to stop it.
That's when it gets to the best part.
What's wrong with 88, man?
I love that GED. One of my favorites.
Now,
go to all the Ewoks.
Yeah, exactly. Each individual Ewok gets his own one.
We got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's see.
There's Wicket, and then there's that furry one, and then there's that little short one, and then there's the leader.
There's Wicket. Wicket, Low Gray, Chirpa.
Chirpa?
Chief Chirpa.
Yeah.
Chief Chirpa. Wicket, was it Wigwam? No, Low Gray was the medicine man.
Yeah.
I'm sad
that I know that.
Wigwam sounds kind of like the racist Ewok. Right?
There's another one. I'm just trying to think.
Native American Ewok.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think what character.
Sitting Ewok.
What character from the original Kenner line would be the breaking point?
I'm saying IG-88. That's my guess.
Wait, when you get the ghost of Anakin. That was a mail away.
Episode 1 version.
That was a mail away. When you've hit Admiral Akbar.
What was the name of that little blue box droid that I think it was in the first
movie? The official name is Gonk Droid.
Yeah, that's the one.
That would
be the breaking point.
When it came out as a original figure with Kenner back in with the original trilogy, they called it a power droid. And they changed its name to Gonk Droid because that's the sound it makes.
It's a trap.
Exactly. Slippery slope.
So I think the A-wing pilot might be the.
when you get to Porkins, I think you got to draw the line.
See, they never made a Porkins during the original Kenner series.
Fiery crash. He didn't have anything left to scan. He was dead.
The only X-wing pilots.
Just a bunch of McDonald's boxes in the cockpit.
just wrappers just everywhere, scattered everywhere.
See, now you're killing my cosplay.
Guy we used to work with that was like he got in a wreck, but he went to Crystals like all the time. And they said when he got in the wreck, like it just obliterated his car, but like the road was just littered with like Crystals little hamburger boxes, like all over the place. He just like threw them in his back seat all the time. So it probably helped save his life, really. Second airbag.
But no, I mean, with me, it's just the Star Wars titles. And Disney Kingdoms is the only thing I'm pulling from Marvel. Only thing from DC is Starfire. And I heard someone groan when we were talking about that during pre-show.
Yeah, that was me.
So what? I haven't read it yet. I only have issue 1. What's the story about Starfire?
I just don't. I'm a tried and true New Teen Titans fan, been a fan since '84, and I haven't liked her since the New 52 started. They've just kind of watered her down, made her dumb and just promiscuous, and now she's all peaceful now and living
allegedly
in a trailer.
They're fixing her.
What was that, Derek?
I said allegedly they're supposed to be fixing her with this new series.
Yeah, a little bit. I will say part of the big draw for me was the fact that it's Jimmy Palmiotti and Amanda Conner, they've been on the show, but that's not the reason why I grabbed it. I love their work, and having seen what they've done with Power Girl, what they've done with Harley, oh my lord, what they've done with Harley. I love how they did the change in costume with her. I was okay with that. I love the new costume. I want to give the series a shot. I right right now, that's the only thing pulling me in. I mean, the other stuff I get, I get digital, and that's Batman 66, but I haven't picked that up in a while. I think the last Batman 66 I picked up was the Batman 66 meets Green Hornet. Yeah, that was written by Ralph Corman and Kevin Smith. And
I think I may actually be the only one where my whole list has actually kind of grown, kind of gone up a little bit instead of trimmed. Of course, I had mine trimmed back pretty far because I was kind of in the mix of, well, I'm not really digging. I feel so lost reading anything DC besides like Harley Quinn, and I feel, you know, and some Marvel books I was picking up. Star Wars started, you know, definitely added to my whole list, but and some indie books have been kind of picking up some too. But now it's like, now Marvel is kind of getting, because they're knee deep in the Secret Wars, and that's fine and it's cool, but I can't keep up with it all. So it's like, I'm kind of like an all or nothing right now. So I'm just going on a nothing side. Yeah. It looks awesome. Some of it looks really cool, but I think I might wait until the wheat has been sifted so I can just go in and get the good stuff.
See that?
I'll keep you updated.
Yeah. Someone keep me updated on what the good stuff is, because I'll probably miss out on some really good stuff. But at least for DC, for me, like there's a bunch of new jumping on points. Like, I might give that a shot. So I'll give it to him for that.
See, that's why my pocketbook's thankful that I'm just with Star Wars and the Disney Kingdom stuff. Problem is, with both of them, they're doing all these variant covers. I'm picking up two issues of the same book. Like,
I gave up on variants. I can't do it anymore.
Well,
I just can't.
Well, with Disney Kingdoms, there's the artist who's doing connecting covers, and he's a former Disney Imagineer who's now working for Marvel. I had him as a guest over on the other show, Mighty Marvel Geeks, and his artwork's great. I mean, I've seen it throughout the parks anyway with stuff he's done, and his artwork's amazing. His DeviantArt page is awesome. I'll email you guys. I'll try and put his DeviantArt page up in the show notes. I'll add that to the show notes. But yeah, it's just absolutely amazing. So he's with Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. He did a whole, all five issues. His variant cover for each makes one large picture. I'm like, okay, this is cool. And that's the only variant covers. So yeah, I'm getting the regular book and then the variant cover just to stay in the bag so I don't have to worry about it. The action figure variants, I want Derek could probably tell me, have they done a Captain America? Well, Marty could tell me too. Have they done a Captain America action figure variant?
I don't recall seeing one.
Yeah, I haven't seen, but I've only seen like a couple of the action figure variants from this. I think they've been doing it for Secret Wars and Secret Wars Battle World. So it's not like all the books. I have been noticing the variant covers that is basically like the size of a nickel or something. Like they just take one image and they shrink it down to like a nickel and the rest of it's just all white cover. It's really unique.
Is that promotion for Ant-Man?
It could be, but they're doing it for a lot of the books. So they're not, it's not just Ant-Man that's doing that. So
no, I'm saying to kind of help. Why is it small? Well, it's Ant-Man size.
It's a movie. Yeah.
It's not like an Ant-Man, like little, you know, Ant-Man coming in July 17th, you know, logo next to it or something like that, where some cultures have been known to do. So like it
those
could
posters
be
they've released.
Well, yeah, you just can't see it because that cover is so small on the front. It's in the top right left corner. In the top right left corner. In the top left corner.
No, that's just a dot. That's an ink dot.
Oh, okay.
Get the magnifying glass.
But no, I mean, Figment, I'll try and grab that action figure variant cover for sure. I picked up a couple of the variant covers from the first Figment series. I picked up, what did I pick up? I picked up the, there's one that's kind of tie-dyed with Figment. That was the one variant cover I picked up from there. Secrets of the Weird, I totally missed the ball altogether on that series. So I missed everything. The books and the variants. But I'll go back and get the trades as well. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it with Marvel for me.
Has there been for the whole crew out there, has there been a book that you, like a recent book that you've read that's just like, wow, this kind of surprised me. Like, I really enjoyed that, or maybe even really hated that more than I thought I would.
Believe it or not, Exo Manowar from Valiant.
You liked it more than you thought you would?
I Yeah, with whatever they've done, I'm liking it a little bit more than what I remember reading in the past, yeah.
Right.
I'm really liking Ms. Marvel. I went into there not knowing what to expect, but it's a really fun series. Willow Wilson is really good writing around it.
You've been reading it since, like, the beginning, or just...
Yeah, since issue one, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard good stuff about it.
It's still been strong.
You know what book surprised me, actually? I think it's an Image book called Birthright, and it turns out it's a really good book. It's about a young boy who one day is playing ball in the woods with his father, and he gets lost, and he reappears a year later as a grown man, and it turns out that he was in this other world, this like fantasy world, and he's come back, and he's trying to track down some people that have escaped the fantasy world, and I don't want to get too much into it because I'll ruin all the surprises, but it's really good.
Cool. It seems like I think it suffered from some delays too, hasn't it? Like, it only maybe
a little bit, yeah.
4 or 5 issues out now or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So for me, this is actually kind of surprising. Not a new comic, but my daughter has me reading. I think I talked before, but now I'm reading like 2 to 3 to 4 stories a night. Archie, the Dan DiCarlo Archies are absolutely fantastic because I've read some of the newer Archies and I like them, but for some reason I don't know what it is about it where I just can't like just get full on into it. But the Dan DiCarlo stories are great, and they literally take like 2 minutes to read, so you can read like 4 in one night. It's like, you know, so that's that. We're I think almost halfway through the one book that we have, so, and it's just, it's all jokes and it's all funny, and it's, you know, the art's really good, and so I don't know, she's trying really hard to make an Archie fan out of me because she's read so many Archies. Like she can't read the new one, the Archie versus Predator. She's dying to, but unfortunately she can't read that one. But
I could probably find her a nice good copy of Archie versus Punisher from like the 90s.
I'm telling you, she's an advocate. We went to the IndieCon that they have here, and she bought with her own money. It was $10. It's a blue shirt, and it has Jughead on it, and it says WWJD, like what would Jughead do? And she wears it all the time, and I call her Jughead because she eats all the time, everything, and I'm like, your new nickname is Jughead. So I've been, I mean, like anytime I have free time, I'm usually reading those to her, like instead of comics, which I need to read, but it's like she's so excited about it. I can't say, oh no, you know, I can't read that right now. So we read a story tonight, just one, but so.
Yeah, I was totally surprised when I saw that Archie versus Predator. I was like, what the heck is going on? I remember Archie from when I was a kid, and all of a sudden he's fighting Predator.
Yeah, I read the first issue and I liked it, but I need to read more to kind of see where it's going. The first one kind of just introduces you to like what's going on. Nothing really crazy happens yet, so, but yeah.
I will give it to Archie, like at least Archie Comics or whatever. They never seem to be afraid of something being too outside of the box for them. You know, they're always somehow thinking of some way to do a crossover or kind of a, not a total reinvention of themselves, but at least kind of an update. Or just, yeah, you know, modernizing themselves and keeping themselves kind of relevant.
They're so far out of their box, they're in your box.
Exactly.
They're going through all kinds of changes now and updates and whole new lines, and they're changing Archie. Yeah. They're doing the afterlife with Archie.
Yeah.
Kickstarter with Archie. Should have wrapped up like a long time ago, but
yeah.
So, well, I got a question for you guys because I just got this alert, which I'm embarrassed to say came from my mother. Lego fans? Anyone? I know I'm a huge Lego fan.
Absolutely.
According to the Huffington Post, Lego saying no to plastic, invests millions into search for sustainable material.
I read about that the other day.
So they are looking at something that will be more environmentally friendly.
Oh, man.
What could that be?
Is it going to be this? It's going to be tofu.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
When you're
going to merge with Lincoln Logs and just make them all wood.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm all for saving the environment. I don't possibly know what cut. I mean, the way that Legos are made is what makes them Legos. So it, yeah. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what.
It's kind of like saying, hey, McDonald's coming out and like saying, hey, yeah, we know our hamburgers cause obesity, so we're going to stop selling hamburgers.
Yeah.
But we're still going to stay open and give you some sort of product to sustain our company. I don't, I mean, it's just kind of like that's the very basics of Lego, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think this is one of those everyone will go, no, Lego, you're fine. I mean, where else do you get the pain threshold? On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad's the pain? Lego.
Well, also, if you think about it, do people, like, it's not like people are throwing away Legos, so it's not like they're, like, adding to the, I don't know, garbage in the world. Like, when people have Legos, when their kids have Legos, they save them, like, and then they pass them down and stuff,
Are you kidding me? My parents brought down the Legos I had from when I was a kid that my daughter's absolutely going nuts with, that we're having fun with.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's still...
Like a racer, guys. Sorry, Marnie.
There's still some of the guys that got thrown away. Like, you can't tell me you step on one in the middle of the night and you're not, like, so teed off that you're not picking that thing up and throwing it out the window or something like that.
Oh, this thing's worse than Caltrops.
Exactly. Yeah.
Someone's...
Oh, man.
So, they're so small that your vacuum cleaner ends up sucking them up.
I do that all the time. Accidentally. I go through and I pick up everything, like, off the floor that's big, and then for some reason, every time I run the sweeper, I suck up a Lego. It's like a little gun, or like you can barely see it, or like a head, like a guy's head or something. It's just... Man.
Okay. And you're trying to build this giant ship and you're missing one piece and you can't finish it. Like,
look in the trash. Right there.
Maybe instead of finding a way to make Legos different, maybe they should think of a way to recycle them somehow.
So, I mean, they recycle bottles. If it's going to raise the price.
Yeah,
it will probably, because anything that's like that's always more. Yeah, you showed us those guys a long time ago. I love those guys.
The three, I'm missing the white and the black, but these are the other two, or the other three of the original Lego space.
So nice. Cute. I love those guys.
Now, I also have the first figure from Lego, which was before they made the minifigure. This is from my old police station.
The
arms are there.
They are?
Oh, yeah, I see them.
Yeah.
A little nub of an arm. They don't, doesn't move at all, does it?
No.
A T-Rex cup.
Well, that's not very effective.
So, yeah. Yeah, and I'm trying to see if I have the old race car driver. And it's like
I'm just trying to really think of what kind of material else they could use besides, like, you know, some other lesser form of plastic, like a, you know, I guess they can go the recycled plastic thing. Is that really the route that they're trying to go? If they're actually just looking for an entirely different material? Like, you know, we're going to start using sugar cubes so you can also do Legos and not be weird.
Well, it's going to be strong enough to be able to use as, to build with things like that.
Like, right. Yeah, like metal or something.
Yeah.
Particle board.
Like, everything sounds like it has like some serious drawbacks. Like, that's the nice thing about Legos is they are plastic, so it's not, you're less likely for your child to hurt themselves, you know, or get whatever some of the side effects of other materials. So
yeah,
maybe they'll just go all video games, and so you just have to make them cyberspace.
Yeah,
particle board.
That'd be cool.
Speaking of video games, something that I learned when the Lego Dimension video games coming out, and you know, it has, what is it? It's Batman. Like, the main characters are Batman, Wildstyle, and Gandalf. I don't know if you guys watched, there's like a promo video. Yeah. So we went in to pre-order it. You put like $5 down and then you get like whatever, like they'll give you a keychain or whatever extra thing is. But what they're doing now, which is actually pretty smart. So, like, say you want the Scooby-Doo, kind of like how they do in Skylanders. If you have this like thing, you can put it on, you get an extra level. So you're actually going to get like a little portal. So say you get the Scooby-Doo, you have to pay for each one individual. So, like, you want the Scooby-Doo level, you pay for Scooby-Doo. You want the Superman, like, we paid for the Superman one and the Portal one, because my daughter loves Portal. But there's, like, I don't know, 20? So you have to pay for each individual one to get each individual level. And I just thought that was really smart, because, first of all, you're paying more than just, you're not just buying the game and the Portal. You're buying the game, the Portal, and each pack that you want. Which, who's not going to buy Scooby-Doo and, or who, I don't know who's with Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo and...
You get like, a little Lego figure that comes with
it? You get the little figure, so, like, if you, I think think it's Scooby-Doo. I don't know if Shaggy's with him because it just said, I think it just said Scooby-Doo and she said she wasn't sure. So you get both of the little guys and you, when you put them on, you get like the Scooby-Doo level. So like you'll get the Superman level.
Don't you also get the mini vehicle to go with it?
She didn't say anything about vehicle, but
I mean, the trailers, I don't know.
I think it was like, I'm not entirely sure. I think it was like $14 or so, something like that.
So you're not kind of the same with what
Skylander. They did not have it yet. So once they didn't have like on the list, that one wasn't on there. But yeah, so we'll be definitely getting that one. So, but the thing is, like you pay for the game and the portal, whichever comes with the pack, and then you pay for each individual thing you want. And I'm like, so maybe video game. I mean, like I said, we just spent, we spent like $40 on Jurassic World, but we had a gift card for like $15. So, I mean, video games are expensive, but yeah. Marty
just had a birthday.
I wish I had a birthday. My birthday was many months ago. I spent a lot of birthday money already. No, totally. My birthday's coming up, so you guys got to get me something. It's law. So, yeah, go get me some games.
We'll post your Amazon wish list in the show notes.
There you go. Go check it out. It's the way I make sure I get what I want.
Which you could buy through the Amazon link on the...
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
For We Be Geeks. You just got... Jules, and speaking of Lego video games, you just got Lego Jurassic Park, too.
I did.
Which you haven't got to play.
I haven't got to play it yet, but it, I don't know.
Like,
it
just looks... literally bought it tonight.
Does it cover all four movies?
It says four Jurassic Adventures, one colossal video game. It says you can play as a dinosaur and wreak havoc on the island, relive your favorite moments from the films, customize your very own dinosaur creations. That's why I want it. I just want to create a dinosaur so I can run around and eat people. That's like all I want to do. I don't really care about the levels now.
Nice.
This one's called the Julesosaurus. This one's the Julasoraptor.
I feel like with especially this game, if like, because we got the Wii U one, if they did online play, how funny would it be, like, if you're just like, someone's trying to play a level and you come on and you're just like eating everybody and like they can't finish their level. Like, oh man, people would be so mad at me. But
was that this would be fun. Was this Tyrannosaurus Jules?
I'd really like to see them recreate the T-Rex scene from the first movie, like first time. Mm-hmm. That would, you know, just see it like Legoized, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing that kills me, the second film, Lost World, it's the T-Rex scene where they're chasing is the exact same but flipped. Because I think in the first one he's going left to right, the second one he's going right to left, but it's literally the same graphic but flipped. It's almost like they didn't do anything new with it.
Yeah, well, from what I remember, the second one they didn't do anything with it. Reused footage. They reused like bit parts of the book that they didn't use in the first movie. They just threw it into the second one. Yeah, nobody will notice.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Yeah, like, yeah. Here's our pterodactyls.
Personally, I could see, I think everyone would be okay if it just, the order went Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park 3, Jurassic Park, or Jurassic World, and Lost World's just not even considered.
I'd be okay skipping Jurassic Park 3, too.
Yeah.
See, I didn't mind 3.
Jurassic Park 2 was so bad, I never even bothered with 3. I just skipped right to World. I was like, screw this, if they can't do good in 2, what's the hope in 3? Because 3's always the worst out of the series.
3, to me,
redeeming thing that came out of Jurassic Park 3. Tell me right now.
They brought Sam Neill back. And William H. Macy.
Sam Neill wasn't even the best part of the first one. Jeff Goldblum. Come on.
Yeah.
No, I hated Goldblum in the first one. That's why I hated the second one.
There's a sentence I've never said. I've never ever said I hated Jeff Goldblum in anything.
apartments.com website commercial.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a stretch.
I want to get an apartment. I own a home. This is weird.
Plus, William H. Macy was in it as well.
In which one?
In the third one.
William H. Macy was in the second one?
Third.
Third one. Oh, okay.
I just liked how they're going back in for a rescue mission to rescue the one son. Yeah, to rescue the son. Or was it Macy's stepson or whoever? Mm-hmm. I didn't mind the third one as bad. To me, that felt like the more natural progression than going with what they did with Lost World.
Yeah, I guess.
So, I mean... It, if they
all
just
agree that number two sucks.
Oh, two sucks.
I don't know anybody that supports that one.
I will say three was better than two, but still.
Yeah, that's also like saying I prefer chicken pox to shingles. You know, they both still suck.
Okay.
but
Jurassic World is good.
I was gonna say, yeah, that was gonna be my defense. It was like I went and saw Jurassic World low Jurassic World yep. 2 expectations, and was very exactly. pleasantly surprised that it was actually solid. Good. Anybody else see it?
Chris Pratt.
I haven't seen it, but I want to see it so bad.
Yeah,
it's good. I mean, and it had just enough, you know, connections to the first one to not be like, you know, feel like it's repeating the first one too much. I mean, plot wise, I guess it kind of is. There's a park. There's dinosaurs. They get loose. They eat people. So no real spoiler.
You know what the plot is.
Yeah.
So how do they handle the was it the death of John Hurt, his character in the film?
Or is they he named everything after him?
Yeah, like they mentioned it, but they didn't really get into it too much. They just kind of mentioned him a couple of times.
Okay.
Like I think the one of the centers was like named after him. So it's like, yeah, and that's like the little homages where it's like it's not hitting your head over it, but if you read the name and you remember the first one, then you'll understand the connection.
Gotcha. Exactly.
So Marty, you had some info about Marvel and Sony.
Yeah, I just got announced this week, as a matter of fact, that Marvel and Sony doing the team up on Spider-Man, and they have announced who the new director, and not only director, but actor for their new Spider-Man film that's going to be out in, 2018, I believe. So, breaking news. It's so breaking that my computer does not want to scroll down. 2017, I'm sorry, is the new Spider-Man movie. But they announced that Tom Holland will be playing the part of Peter Parker, kind of known him in this movie, The Impossible. Not a long list of acting roles, but he's also actually looks like he did high school, so there's a reason you probably haven't seen him in a while. And then the director is going to be John Watts, who's got a movie called Cop Car coming out. And I've heard like he's got some really just unique sort of almost indie low budget kind of movies, but I guess some of the special effects and effects that he's off pretty remarkable, and that's what kind of attracted them to him. So that's big news, and this is going to be the first one that's kind of the co-producing of Sony Pictures and Marvel. Yeah. And it's still, this is I think more the Sony side of it. I don't know if this is going necessarily the Spider-Man coming to the Avengers at all.
Actually, it will be the same Spider-Man. Holland will be the Spider-Man we'll see in Civil War. Marvel is doing more of the production and scripting for the movie, with Sony having pretty much final write-off and distribution.
I still keep hearing rumblings about a possible Miles Morales Spider-Man popping up, so I didn't know how much of that was, you know.
It would make sense. I think I kind of want to see a Miles Morales pop in, especially since with the comics, Miles Morales is going to be the Spider-Man after Secret Wars. It's right. Like no more Peter Parker.
But Peter Parker's still going to be around, from what I heard.
Yeah, yeah.
He's pull the Steve Rogers thing. It'll be as temporarily as what's released again, 2017, and then we'll see.
Yeah,
that's exactly what happened the last time when Doc Ock took over as Spider-Man. Then, miraculously, the same one, Spider-Man came out. Peter Parker returned as Spider-Man too. So, so we got a good couple years of Miles.
In other movie news, Yahoo's reporting some rumors about Green Lantern movies and a Batman movie. Chris Pine to possibly play Hal Jordan. And of course, this rumor is being spread by the fine folks at Latino Review, where their theme song is El Cucaracha. You walk in the door, their hold music, the cucaracha, okay, that was bad. So lower the Confederate flags, all right?
Too soon. But as far as, like, acting choices, Chris Pine, you know, he was Captain Kirk.
I love him.
He's
good.
He was also in The Princess Diaries, too. I only know that because my daughter was watching it a couple of weeks ago.
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Can't be worse than Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like Ryan Reynolds. I just saw him on screen. And it wasn't, I can't, I mean, that's script aside. It was terrible too, but.
Yeah.
I don't blame Reynolds for his role. I blame the script. Right? It was just a bad script.
But even after I saw him, like, in the whole get-up and him, like, you know, it kind of, he's got that quirkiness that works for some characters, but I started to not see it as Hal Jordan.
I didn't see it as much with Hal Jordan. If they went more of Kyle, he had more of a Kyle look than he did Hal. But they're also saying that Tyrese Gibson is slated for Jon Stewart.
I'm not sure about that.
So, according to according to Yoohoo or Yahoo, whatever this thing is, they say their thoughts. Throw Common as John Stewart out the window, since the actor is already in Suicide Squad, which is currently filming. A great star, as great as Tyrese Gibson is in Fast and Furious, does he have the chops for John Stewart? I don't think so. I think there's better choices. Chris Pine as Hal Jordan makes sense, but isn't Pine already up for the role of Steve Trevor in Wonder Woman?
I had not heard that.
That was true. So, but apparently the focus is, though, with Green Lantern, is to reboot. The reboot will focus on both Jordan and Stewart.
Yeah, I saw that there was rumor that Guy Gardner might be in there, too.
And then Guy Gardner, a possibility. And then the last one.
It's really going to be just a Green Lantern core movie.
Might as well go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
Since the three that they're talking about are also, you know, direct members of Justice League as well, and then you could enter. Have them go, you know, you could pull any of them in for a Justice, you know, for Justice League 2, Justice League 3. It, you know, you have a Lantern. It doesn't have to be Hal. It could be Stewart. It could be Gardner.
Even better is if you're going ahead and do the core, then you can also introduce the Sinestro core, and that would at least give some validation to the first movie, not be completely wiped out. Because we did see Sinestro slip on the ring at the very end of the credits.
But you know, even if they do a reboot, the actor who played Sinestro, I would love to see him back.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah.
He was perfect.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, you know, the rest of the movie blew, but at least, you know, give it some sort of redeeming quality and just, you know, hey, roll with the punches. Not all of them could be winners. Let's put it that way.
Right. Now, the last rumor they mentioned is, as we know, Ben Affleck is playing Batman in Batman Heart Superman, Dawn of Justice. He is going to be directing and starring in a standalone Batman film, according to Collider. The writer of Batman Heart Superman, Chris Terrero, is reported to be writing the standalone Batman film as well. Well, if the rumors are true that Affleck and Jennifer Garner are divorcing, and, you know, you've heard Kevin Smith say that Garner's not a big fan of Kevin Smith, and that's why they've kind of fallen out of touch. Well, if they're divorcing, how much influence will Kevin Smith have? The king of the Batman.
I don't think he would.
Fanboy. You don't think Affleck would go back and
get input? He got skinned alive for his Batman comic book, so I think he would know better than to, and he knows that he can only really, he feels most comfortable directing his own stuff. This would definitely not be his own stuff, so he would be kind of puppet to Warner Brothers, and he, you know, that didn't work out so well with Cop Out, so I can't see Kevin Smith jumping into.
See, I didn't mind the Kevin Smith books.
Yeah, I mean,
his Arrow books were a lot better.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
were solid. But he had the Widening Gyre that, you know, one never got completed, suffered from delays, and then actually, I thought it
did get completed.
It left on a cliffhanger.
Wasn't the last issue like really late?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, ridiculous.
Like, oh, we waited all this time for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I, you know, know, I'm the biggest Kevin Smith fan there was, but you know, you also got you got to give particular you know, kudos where they deserve, and it was kind of a weak Batman story, to be honest with you. So yeah. He is in the Batman mythos for at least having in there that Batman admits to, I think, peeing himself when I'm, being so scared he peed his suit. That's in there.
I like the Batman zombie story from Neil Adams.
Yeah, and as far as like Affleck directing it, I can't see him directing like a superhero movie. It's hard enough work with the star in it and direct it like too much. I don't know. The rumors feel a little too much for that one. It'd be good. I could see Affleck directing a movie, but not self.
Right. Now, I didn't mind Batman Cacophony.
Yeah, that was all right.
I enjoyed it. I thought he had another series. There's Cacophony, Widening Gyre.
I think that's it for Batman.
He had one other.
Yeah, I thought there was a trilogy of them.
Probably didn't get done.
Yeah, probably.
Waiting for it. Spider-Man, Black Cat, be completed. I think that was a thing with Gyre, Widening Gyre, was that was because it ended at a like, hey, what's going to happen next? And when we get it all done, we'll release it. But it never got all done. So at the end, it probably never will be released now. Mm. So maybe that's your third.
There's the three issues of Cacophony. Widening Gyre, Cacophony. I guess that was it. I thought he had something else. Oh, and the Batman 66.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, I just popped in my head to the Batman 66.
Yeah.
It was Batman.
Of course, Widening Gyre was the, maybe he had another book he was going to do and didn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, and then I guess news about Comic-Con. Sony and Paramount are going to join Marvel Studios and skip the start of the Geek New Year at San Diego Comic-Con.
Hmm.
Now, Kevin Feige with Marvel said part of the reason why they're not going to do anything is, one, they just made the announcement about Phase 3 and everything else going on there. And, you know, they did a big to-do with the upfronts with S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter. I mean, what can you really bring to the table except Civil War? Because you can't bring Ant-Man to the table. It opens that weekend.
Well, so it is interesting to note that Marvel, the movie studio, will not be there, but the Marvel TV side will still be there.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, still, I think to me, this might be finally the sign of the times where Comic-Con has finally burst its britches. Like, it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, especially for all the movie studios that even had slightly a hint of genre into their movie. And I think they're not seeing the same returns, or they're getting the same, you know, buzz. You know, like movies like Scott Pilgrim, where they premiered it at Comic-Con, it looked like it was going to be a surefire hit. It went out to the regular people and it kind of bombed, actually. Great movie, I love it. Yeah. But it didn't make its money back at the box office. So maybe it's not the ultimate litmus test that it used to be.
I think this has given Warner Brothers a definite chance to roll out all their stuff. They should have the whole Justice League team there and roll them out. This is huge for them, I think.
It's almost like saying, okay, it's the World Series, it's the bottom of the ninth inning, and all you have no opposing team, and you have a T at home plate, and it's now T-ball. Are you going to score? are you going to take advantage, or are you going to drop the ball?
Until like Guillermo del Toro steps up to the plate and like says, "Oh, Hellboy 3 is coming out," and everybody's like, "Whoa!"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you get a Kickstarter going,
I heard about it.
Ron Perlman's been pushing as well. So
yeah.
Perlman's been pushing because he's like, "Man, I'm like 70 years old. I can't be doing stunts much more. Let's do it too soon."
Yeah. So and then, Brett, you had a great topic for tonight as well.
The season 2 of Star Wars Rebels came out. I thought it was great.
Oh yeah, it was fantastic.
The only thing I'm questioning is I've read somewhere that season 2 actually comes out in the fall. I'm like, okay, so is this really season 2, like everyone's claiming it is, or is this actually the second half of season 1?
It was listed on my DVR as season 2, episode 1.
Everyone's been talking about it as season 2, episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I read a news story saying season 2 will premiere this fall.
Yeah.
In
September, like, yeah.
So, what's the deal? The only thing that kills me about it is, and I'm trying to look up when it's going to come out. They did the premiere, and then there's no new episode next week. So it's like, okay, we're going to do this crap again, like we did back in the spring. Oh, we're going to release an episode, and then it's going to be 2 weeks before you get the next episode. And then we're going to release that episode, and it's going to be a week before you get then there's no new episode the following week, and get another episode the week after that. I'm like, really? You're going to stretch it out that way?
The only thing I can think of in the next week that would stop them would be 4th of July, but is that really a factor when it airs on? What night does it air on?
It, at the moment, it's airing. It could. It's airing on Saturdays.
Saturdays?
So, yeah, 4th of July is going to be an issue.
Yep, there's your issue right there for this coming week. That's why it's like, everybody's going to be shooting fireworks, blowing up their hands. So, like Luke. So, we'll wait. Yeah, but it does beg the question, like, why not wait just until after 4th of July to start it? Because there is such a thing as July sweeps TV. Not that it really holds much weight, because it's like the lowest rated sweeps of all TV does. But they got to do it for some reason.
Okay, looking up season 2. Come on, season 2 was episode 1 and 2 premiere. The Siege of Lothal aired on the 20th, which is this past Monday, and that's it. That's all Wikipedia lists for episodes. It's like, really?
That was the whole season. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yep.
That's all we had.
How long?
Okay.
It was a good episode, though.
On April 30th, 2015, the StarWars.com team revealed that the season premiere would air on June 20th, 2015, and the season would continue in the fall.
Yep.
Really? Give us a tease.
Wait, is it on Cartoon Network?
It's on Disney XD.
Yeah. Cartoon Network has always been bad about that, where they'll show you like the pilot or the pilot movie kind of some new cartoon, and then not show the rest of that season for like 4 more months. So maybe they're playing that same game.
Yeah, give us a tease. Probably because they didn't want it leaked out before, since they played this episode at Celebration.
Oh, right.
Which was in April. And then, of course, they got to do something to tie people over until D23, which will be in August, which is the big Disney convention. So, that's pretty much all. I think that covers all the topics we have for tonight, except for maybe one, as we all look at Marty.
How can you tell? It's like Skype calls. So really, everybody's just staring straight ahead at their screen. I don't feel like eyes are being stared at on me.
They are. You'll feel a red laser beam shooting out.
Yeah, that's just Skynet trying to get me again.
It's the sharks with laser beams.
Yeah, do you want me to take it, or you want to take it?
Oh, you go ahead and take it.
Me? Oh, as these fine folks on this fine panel already know, that this is going to be my last episode on the show.
Last full time episode.
But right. I'll pop in for some panels, round tables if you need some. Do I call myself a guest? I guess I would be a guest at that.
Well, you'd be a guest host. Yeah.
Yeah. So I fully expect like a fruit basket or something for that episode. Because
okay, wait, this is not Ellen.
Wait, that's what you do for your guests, right? You give them like a fruit basket and like a card or something.
This isn't nothing? Kelly. This isn't Kelly and Michael.
Man, God, worst host ever. I just got some hitting some personal burnout and just need to take some time kind of get back to basics here. So I leave the show in some fine hands. I can go out leaving saying that has it been officially announced who's joining?
Well, we can do that announcement now. The reason why Brett and Derek are back for a second episode in a row is it took two people to replace Marty.
And Mike didn't want to get two fruit baskets out for you.
We
gotta make him join the show. Otherwise, I gotta get
going to have the budget.
What budget?
Much cheaper that way. But it's been a pleasure. This is I started on episode 50.
Yeah,
and here we are at 125. So it's a 75 episode run.
Yeah, second longest run on the show.
Just me and Mike. Yeah, we done a lot of cool things in the last year and a half. That
talk to a felon, a future felon.
Future felon. Yeah. weird seeing like a guy that you interviewed that was in Star Wars that all of a sudden making rounds on TMZ, various reasons. So yeah. That definitely is a crazy highlight to go out on.
So not to say you won't be on with potential guests in the future, but favorite interview you had while
man,
or even the top five.
Top five, you know, off the top of my head, I usually come back to
the first John Schneider interview that didn't get recorded.
The John Schneider episode that no one knows of because a technical difficulty wiped out everything and I couldn't be there for the rescheduling. That was a pretty good highlight. You know, getting to talk to Curtis Armstrong for as long as we did.
That was amazing.
Being as graceful as he was, we had some good times with. I'm trying to remember all our guests. Nelson.
Yeah.
The Nelson episode that turned into two episodes because we couldn't stop talking to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just, you know, to name a few that I can think of off the top of my head that I go to instantly. So
Phil Lamar.
Yeah, no, it's Phil Lamar. Yeah. Pretty much all the voice actor guys we ever got to talk to. Those seem to be highlight, even though I did miss Yakko.
Yeah.
Just a few weeks ago. Yeah. We having the flu.
Were you on when we had Robichaud from Trailer Park Boys?
Oh, wait, that's right. Oh, yeah. That was like, that might have been like my fourth episode or something like that. If that. That might have been my first guest.
Okay.
Somewhere in there. I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah, there was Art and Franco.
That was a good time.
That was. And of course, most of these were pre-Skype allowing video group chat.
Right.
So
the technology has come a long way in the year and one half that we've done it.
Yeah, yeah. So
I feel good about the show. I wouldn't leave it in any other hands because I think the crew that Mike's assembled is definitely going to continue taking things higher. So there's room to grow, and as always with anything, and I think you got a good crew ready to take that forward. So
best of
luck. You don't have me holding you back anymore.
never were. And of course the chair is always open, so when you feel you're ready to come back, we go from a three-man show to now a four-man show to at that point we'll be a five-man show.
We will be the Partridge family and just driving on a painted up school bus.
Claiming it to be Danny.
He's already claiming it.
I'll be the drummer.
So there we go. We'll go from con to con in a painted school bus.
Singing our tunes.
So, any last thoughts from anyone before we sign off for the night?
Just appreciate getting the chance to be a part of the podcast and having a great time.
We're just sorry it had to be with Marty leaving, but
we'll miss it. Yeah, we can't kick off Mike, so that's
even though it has been possibly been tried, I'm not sure.
Start a coup. You outnumber them 3-1 now. Start a coup.
Kick me off. I still have control of the website, so
darn it.
Curses.
And I got the record. Recording software. Except Derek is talking about starting a podcast of his own. So,
it is in talks, yes.
A mutiny could happen.
It's going to be competing against us.
No, not competing. It'll be like siblings.
I mean, with the Weeby Geeks Network, I mean, we've got other geek culture shows on, like Geek Watch 1, Tangent Bound Network, Tangent Bound Podcast, Neverland Podcast. I mean, there's room for it. So, I mean, everyone brings a different perspective to each topic, so why not? You know, I'm okay with it, so bring it on. You know, if it's geek culture, great. If it's comic book culture, doesn't matter. You know, hopefully Derek will bring it on to the network and, you know, we'll just continue to expand, share that. You know, it's all about the geek revolution.
Well, definitely want to be a part of that, so.
Well, and Derek, will you have fruit baskets for your guests? Because I'll show up.
I will do edible arrangements.
Ooh, even better.
Yeah,
they're really, really cheap ones.
There's like an edible arrangement. Like,
yeah. There is a strawberry.
I'll take it.
So Marty, when you're saying fruit basket, you're not asking me to go to the local gay bar and get you some fruits.
You know,
and nuts and twigs.
Yeah, I'll take it.
We needed a rim shot sound effect here.
Closest I'll give to the rim shot is... Crap, where'd it go?
Thank you very much.
A little balky. Mm-hmm. So, if no one else has got any final thoughts, that's going to wrap it up for this week. And for Marty, that's going to wrap it up full time for now. We'll see what happens further down the road. And until next time.
Want to know more?
The bad crowd you've been hanging out with is a science fiction club?
This has been a Weeby Geeks production.